As you know, or at least I make it rather well known, this tease princess enjoys cock that are of substance. Yes, I am a size queen. So, when the topic of dating and sex came up with my resort work colleagues, I kind of started rolling my eyes. This may sound odd or perhaps not, but dating and sex come up a fair amount when I'm out with my friends. No, I do not push that topic of conversation, but it just usually sort of happens. Generally, it's sort of that ugh, dating sites, what the fuck am I doing on there? And it's not me, but generally my friends who are entering into sort of that dating life. So, when the conversation moves to actual dating experiences and sexual encounters from said dating sites, I sort of perk my ears up and, well, join in on the conversation because I am a single girl. So, with that being said, one of my friends who is newly into the dating lifestyle, who has just broken up with her ex, had said, "I'm really looking forward to dating and experiencing cock that's bigger than my ex," which is a fair statement. And I was all, "Fuck yeah, get them big cocks, girl." Like any other woman who would be cheering her friend on. However, there was, or there is, a friend we work with who was piping up and saying, "It's not about the size, but how much enthusiasm someone brings to the sheets." And yeah, if you can hear it, I'm rolling my eyes still on that conversation. And we were all like, "Okay, yeah, whatever. Shut up there, Betsy." We all like what we like. And I don't think there is any point in icking anyone's yum by saying she was looking forward to exploring different penis sizes. I think that's a fair statement. Of course, Betsy wasn't done. She was all, "5 inches has brought me tons of pleasure. He was like the Energizer Bunny." Ugh. And of course, being a size queen, my eyes were twitching. Well, one eye was massively twitching during the whole conversation. Yes, I bit my tongue for the first bit because it would be rude to push my opinion down someone's throat. Pay attention, Betsy. Please, opinions, you can hold it back. However, I admit I so wanted to be all like, "Geez, 5 inches. I wouldn't know what to do with that." Like, seriously, what the fuck does someone do with 5 inches? I have no idea. And I know what I initially wanted to say, which was like, I would make him put his pants back on and walk out the fucking door, which I have kind of done in the past. 'Cause 6 inches and under don't belong in my bed. Like, seriously, you must keep it well contained, hidden away. I do not want to see that monstrosity of disappointment. However, I did not say that. I wanted to. So, anyways, I know you're reading this going, "Oh my God, I sound very harsh," but I don't think I'm being really that harsh. I just happen to be a very honest individual, an honest size queen, perhaps a touch too blunt, but isn't it refreshing to know where you stand or where you belong with a woman who adores cuckolding small dick men? There is no sugarcoating things. You belong, well, at the foot of my bed. You belong kneeling beside my bed. You just don't belong in my bed, period. What's wrong with that? Nothing. Anyways, back to Betsy and her views on dick size, because she made it well known. But she wasn't done running her mouth. She literally went and got another lady from a different department and was all like, "Oh, you have to share your opinion too," because she knew this lady shared the same opinion. And that was like, she literally came into where we were all sitting and was like, "Oh, yes, dick length. I think, I'm still really flustered, I will admit. But yeah, she was all like, "It doesn't matter. I've had large dick men and they literally brought nothing to the bed. They just laid there and expected me to do all of this and la 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 la." Yeah. Really, I think she's more the disappointment in the bed versus them, because I've never had a man with a large dick who was ever really disappointing. Small dicks, on the other hand, I mean, they slip out. I mean, I think I had sex with like one small dick guy, and I literally was like, what the fuck are we doing? Because a large dick man hits the spot every fucking time. No, like, doesn't matter the position. There isn't a moment where they're going, honey, I think we need to like alter what we're doing here because, like, oh, my dick just isn't doing it. I can't hit, like, I'm not feeling it. I'm not hitting the spot. I'm just, no, large dick man, hit it all the time. Anyways, back to where I was going because I'm like sidetracked on this. So it meant nothing. Like, this lady just brought her opinion of large dick men, and I think it was just she's picked lousy lovers. Like, let's just say it. She's picked lousy men to fuck. None of us have had that disappointment. Oh, where was I? I kept my mouth as shut as long as possible and kept my opinion to myself, but then there just got to this point where it was like, y'all are just settling for really crappy sex. I mean, generally, yeah, I'm sure there's some men out there with small dicks who really give it up their all, but let's face it, you guys are just licking pussy. You ain't fucking pussy. So, maybe that's what they're thrilled about. I don't know. So, I kind of had to tell, my side of things, which is big tits are amazing. So I was polite. I was polite. I wasn't blunt and overly honest, but I was polite and said, we all have our preferences, and I appreciate larger dicks. That's just what I want. I would prefer some guy who has this wonderful, lengthy, girthy dick between my legs. I don't want a small cock. And well, Miss Betsy just kind of dropped her jaw and it almost hit the floor. So, from the looks of her mouth, she could suck some big dick, but apparently she'd rather not, which is fine. Send the big dicks my way, and you keep working your mouth on them small ones. Keep the small ones away from me and just send all the big ones my way. So, that's where we're at. Is me enjoying some big dicks over 7 inches, please. Those are the ones that may apply. My preference is like 8.5, 9, because those seem to be able to just hit that mark just perfectly. But if you're somebody who loves the idea of some small cock humiliation, then this size queen would happily to dish it out to you. And maybe we can just sort of introduce you to some like cuckold lifestyle, you know? Because honestly, that's where you would b belong. It's me fucking those big, beautiful, amazing, long, girthy dicks. And you not in the bed. Well, I mean, I might let you in there to help hold my legs or slide that big dick in there. Hold it maybe a little. Anyways, you get the point. You not fuckable. Big dicks, oh, amazing. So, this is that tease princess, size queen, Miss Maya, signing out. So that maybe I can go get some dick. Talk to you soon. Bye.